UV lamps and media air cleaners. What they do and don't. A straight talk rundown of UVC lamps, coil BS Airstream, media and electronic air cleaners, and where each one actually helps versus where it's oversold. Facts only. No hype. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Beyond filtration, the IAQ aisle is full of add-ons, UVC lamps, deep media cabinets, electronic air cleaners, and various active devices. Some do real, well-understood work. Some are oversold. As the tech, your job is to know which is which so you recommend what helps and don't sell a customer a glowing stick that does nothing for their problem. This article sticks to what these devices physically do. Two big categories. UVC light uses ultraviolet energy to disrupt microorganisms and mechanical/electronic air cleaners capture particles, like a filter but more so. How it works. UVC germicidal light, short wavelength ultraviolet around 254 nm damages the DNA/RNA of microorganisms, keeping them from reproducing. Two very different installs. Coil/drain pan light, a UVC lamp aimed at the evaporator coil and drain pan. Its real, proven value is keeping the coil and pan free of mold/biofilm. A clean coil stays efficient and the pan doesn't grow slime. This is about equipment hygiene and keeping the coil clean, not sterilizing the air passing by. The air moves too fast past a single coil lamp to get a meaningful dose. Airstream induct light. A lamp or bank position to dose the moving air. To actually kill airborne microbes, it needs enough intensity and enough exposure time, which moving duct air fights. Bigger, properly sized installs can do real airborne disinfection. A single small bulb in a fast airstream does far less than the marketing claims. Media air cleaners, essentially a high surface area filter in a deep 4-5 cabinet. See the MERV article. They capture particles mechanically. Media air cleaner usually just means a good deep leak filter setup. No electricity. No ozone. Just a lot of media at a manageable pressure drop. Electronic air cleaners, electrostatic precipitators, charge incoming particles, then collect them on oppositely charged plates you wash periodically. They can capture fine particles at low airflow resistance, but they require regular cleaning to keep working, and some types can produce small amounts of ozone. Performance drops fast when the plates get dirty. Active devices, PCO, ionizers, etc. These claim to send something out into the air or the room to neutralize contaminants. Evidence is mixed and some can generate ozone or byproducts. Be cautious and skeptical. Don't oversell and steer clear of anything that intentionally produces ozone in occupied space. In the field, how to apply this honestly? Diagnose the actual IAQ complaint first. Particles? Odors? Mold smell? Humidity? The right device depends entirely on the problem. UV doesn't filter dust. A filter doesn't kill coil mold. Neither fixes humidity. For a slimy coil/musty smell at startup, a coil UV light plus addressing humidity and drainage is the legitimate play. It keeps the coil and pan clean over time. For particulate dust, pollen, dander, a deep media filter MERV 11-13 is the workhorse. Proven, passive, low maintenance beyond filter changes. For an electronic air cleaner, make sure the customer will actually wash the cells on schedule. Unmaintained, they stop working and can arc/snap. Set expectations. For Airstream UV claims, size it properly, intensity times exposure, or don't promise airborne disinfection. Manage expectations honestly. Position and protect UV lamps. UVC degrade some plastics and wiring insulation over time. Keep it off vulnerable components, and warn that UVC is harmful to eyes and skin. It must be off/interlocked when the access panel is open. Normal values and targets. UVC wavelength. Germicidal action centers around 254 nm. Lamps lose output over time. Most are replaced about annually, even though they may still glow. Visible light isn't the germicidal output. Coil light value. Measured benefit is coil/pan cleanliness and maintained capacity, not an air quality number. Treat it as equipment hygiene. Media filter. A deep 4-5 MERV 11-13 cabinet typically stays under about 0.3 in WC clean. The proven particulate tool. Electronic air cleaner. Low airflow resistance, but needs cell cleaning roughly monthly to quarterly depending on load. Some produce trace ozone. Ozone. There's no safe intentional indoor ozone level for occupied spaces. Avoid devices marketed to produce it. Common faults and what they mean. My UV light isn't working. Lamp past its service life still visibly glowing, but UV output faded. Ballast failed. Or it was an Airstream lamp expected to do coil cleaning duty, wrong tool for the spot. Musty smell came back with a coil light installed. Humidity/drainage problem outpacing the lamp. lamp aimed wrong, or lamp expired. Fix the moisture too. Electronic air cleaner snapping slash arcing or not capturing, dirty cells, needs washing. Performance is maintenance dependent. Degraded plastic slash wiring near a UV lamp. UVC damaging nearby materials over time. Reposition or shield. Customer reports odd smell after an active slash ozone device, possible ozone. Shut it down and reassess. Tech tips and gotchas. Coil UV is for keeping the coil clean. That's the real win. Don't sell it as kills everything in your air. Sell it as keeps your coil and drain pan from growing mold, which is true and valuable. Filtration handles particles. UV handles biological growth on surfaces. They solve different problems. Often you want both, but for different reasons. Never look at an energized UVC lamp, and make sure the door interlock kills it on panel removal. UVC burns eyes and skin fast. Replace UV lamps on schedule. A glowing lamp can be doing little germicidal work. The useful output fades long before the visible light does. Be the skeptic on active gimmicks. If a device claims to send something into the room to clean it, dig into the evidence and the ozone question before you put your name on it. The boring answer usually wins. Good filtration plus humidity control plus a clean coil fixes most IAQ complaints without exotic gear. Safety slash code notes. UVC of exposure is a skin slash eye hazard. Ensure lamps are interlocked or de-energized when panels are open. Follow the device's safety instructions. Avoid devices that intentionally generate ozone in occupied spaces. Ozone is a respiratory irritant. Electrical connections for lamps slash air cleaners must be made per NEC in the device listing. Many tie into the equipment's power and need proper disconnect means.